Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It's always good to have folks in studio with us. Jeff Gillen from News 3 is along, and he's going to be getting some comments and talking about this big story involving Governor Sandoval, who now is saying he is not going to endorse Adam Laxalt for governor. That's just, it's incredible to me. Joining us now, I always love it, Pat Casale from the MultiCare Group. He talks a lot of healthcare, but he keeps his ear close to the ground relative to politics, and he joins us on our City National Bank guest hotline. What do you make of this? Governor Sandoval is saying he's not going to endorse Adam Laxalt for governor. A Republican governor not endorsing his successor. This, to me, is a betrayal, a huge betrayal. What do you make of it?
Well, he's a never-Trumper, for starters. If you remember, before Merrick Garland was nominated, there was some conversation that Obama might name Sandoval, and he withdrew his name. The truth be told is, you know, he's always walked like a duck and quacked like a duck. He must be a duck. He's always been a rhino. He's never really been a true Republican governor. And frankly, he's the first governor to endorse and embrace the exchange method. We were the first state in the union to have a Republican governor who embraced the ACA, Medicaid expansion, and right now we're going to be paying for it long term. I mean, the truth be told is our governor has done a lot of interesting things, and he has been worked more with Democrats than he's ever worked for the Republican Party.
Is there anything we can do? I know he's a lame duck. Quack, 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 quack. But the fact is, there's got to be something we can do to penalize this guy. I remember there were counties, county Republican Party apparatus that you know censured members of the legislature who voted for the largest tax increase in the history of our state. Anything like that we can do? Can we condemn other than just openly like this?
Well, to tell you the truth, it was the governor who endorsed and embraced the gross receipts tax. He's the one that brought it back in. He told the Republicans and Democrats what he wanted, and he got it. I mean, let's be honest. This is a man who's constantly looking at grabbing more money. Marijuana was supposed to be for the for education. They're not getting any of the money. Every time you turn around, they're looking for more money for education, and it goes into the general fund, and they spend it on other things. I mean, you really have to look at his 8-year legacy and think, you know, what has he done that's been so great? I mean, Kenny Gwynn's got to be rolling over in his grave.
It's live and local now. We are talking about a Republican governor who is refusing to endorse a Republican candidate for governor. This is incredible, but not surprising. This is the same governor that gave us the largest tax increase in the history of our state. Pat, let me just ask you. He vetoed 41 bills, and we applauded him for it in the last session. Is this the last straw, though, for you and for Republicans all across the state?
Well, number one, it was the last straw that he got reelected. I'm glad he was a lame duck. I think he definitely vetoed 41 bills because they were over the top. I don't necessarily think he's a progressive liberal, but he's definitely a liberal individual. He's definitely more liberal, more left than he is right. And frankly, what's the new common sense the term that we use out there right now? We don't want to be the new California. I was at an event last night at the Texas station, and Laxalt gave a speech, and basically he said, "Do you guys want to be the new California?" The entire room screamed no. They all support. And when he said, "If I'm elected, it won't happen. I'm here for you," and they went crazy.
Wow. I was at the Sun City Conservative Club, and we were talking about that very same thing, and the crowd went nuts. Let me just ask you though. As a political figure, is his future dead? Talking about Sandoval, I know there's talk that he might become president at UNLV or one of the universities around the state, which pays really well, and you don't have to do much, I guess. Is that what his future is, or does he still have a future in politics?
I think his political career is ready to go away. I think unless he gets a judgeship, I think that's what he's going to be looking for. He's going to be looking to work for the university, et cetera. I mean, his thought process, imagine a university hiring, employing an individual who is a Republican governor. That doesn't happen any longer in this country. Well, that proves one point. Like everybody thought, this man is more to the left than he is to the right. And unfortunately, we're in a situation right now in this country that, you know, a lot of people say one thing and do another. And as I tell everybody out there, the Democrats' motto is, do as I say, not as I do.
Let me ask you, were you around when Sandoval was first running for election?
Yes.
And was he running as a conservative?
Of course he was. He's just like, I had an argument with Farley on Facebook yesterday. Patricia Farley, remember her?
Yep.
She ran as a Republican, and she turned out, she walked away after she got elected. She was a con job. Okay, now unfortunately, she was associated with Mr. Roberson. But Roberson is a very good politician because he knows how to play both sides of the aisle. I don't necessarily think we had a governor who played both sides of the aisle. The 41 bills he vetoed that a lot of Republicans are talking about, well, that was a great accomplishment. I think they were common sense. I realize in my mind, if he would have not vetoed those 41 bills, California and Nevada would become one state altogether.
Wow. Again, joining us, Pat Casale from the MultiCare Group. We normally talk a lot about health care, but we talk politics today because our Republican governor, Republican in name only, Brian Sandoval, is refusing to endorse anybody, including a Republican by the name of Adam Laxalt. Is this going to hurt Adam's campaign?
No. I'll tell you this right now. I know there's conversation by people out there that believe Bundy is going to hurt Laxalt. No. I think the debates, and here's the kicker. I think in a debate you won't even see the other two or three people that are running. I think you're going to see Sisolak going up against Laxalt. If Laxalt can hold his own, hold serve, he can win the election. He's got a lot going for him. The fact that and may rest in peace, but when his grandfather just passed away, I think that's a plus for the Laxalts because people are starting to realize just how great he was for the state of what Paul did for the state of Nevada and how he cultivated and worked both sides and made Nevada relevant. Then Harry Reid took over are big pluses for Mr. Laxalt to use. His grandfather's legacy should be a great asset to Mr. Laxalt.
I want to take you to national politics because we're talking again today. Another tape released by Omarosa, this involving Lara Trump, Eric's wife. Is this thing going to go away anytime soon? It seems like she's got a bottomless a cup of coffee here that she's dealing with all kinds of tapes that she did surreptitiously of the First Family and the President and John Kelly. Is this thing going to go away soon?
You know what? Great question. I'm going to throw the question back at you. Ready? Have you noticed no Democrat in leadership has said a word about the tapes? You know why? because they're all sitting on a bag of dynamite because they're all scared to death. This isn't what she did with those tapes. Number one, they're inadmissible in court. But what Omarosa did is she showed the world. Omarosa is definitely a witch. And, she, you know, the fact that she actually worked for the Clintons, that she actually came out in her book and said, I would have worked for the Clintons, but they didn't want me. They fired her under Gore because of the same incompetence she had 20 years ago. The woman hasn't changed her stripes. This is a witch. I would use the other word, but I'm going to be a gentleman. And I honestly believe when he used the word dog, he was thinking of the other word. This is a bad person. And I think she's irrelevant. I don't think the black community, the white community, the Hispanic community, the political community look at her with any reverence. Now, the news media may carry her and give her some time, but with each day that's passing, her credibility is flopping. And I'll tell you this, my good friend Kevin, this gal, her life in public, in the public view is over. So if this book doesn't make her a lot of money, she's in trouble. She better help her husband. This is a bad. She's always been a bad character. Why Trump proved one? He made one mistake, and it's true. He is new to politics, and he made a major mistake hiring this gal. She was a bad hire, and the fact that she went after and Lara Trump kicked her right in the seat, absolutely aggressive. Wasn't defensive. She was on the offense, saying, "You know what? Kiss my behind. You know what? We offered you $180,000 to work for the campaign. That wasn't a buy off." And you know what you're going to get for it? Now you're going to get guts in Italian. I don't have to tell you what that means, but she's gone. She's screwed.
Now, people around her say she's trying to angle for a primetime reality show or something like that. Can she get something like that?
Who would give her? Who would spend the money on her?
Yeah.
I'd rather watch Naked and Afraid.
Oh my God. We'll see what happens. The other thing I wanted to ask you, I've been dying to ask you about this, the idea, and Richard Blumenthal, the Connecticut U.S. Senator, tried to make a security clearance as a constitutional right for John Brennan, that somehow he has some constitutional right to be able to have that security clearance. I know I'm not a constitutional attorney. I don't think you are either. But I'm curious, do you think he's onto something here?
Not at all. Let me tell you right now, if Trump pulls the clearance for most of these people, it's the right thing to do. It has nothing to do with the fact that they spoke out against the president, but it's the fact that they've tried to undermine our democracy by using a dossier, which was, they're talking about Donald Trump Jr. meeting with the Russians. What was this Steele dossier? This guy, Brennan, was a sympathizer for communism. How did he ever get to a point where he was a CIA director? The bottom line is his career. He is definitely one a leaker. So was Clapper. So was Comey. And if you're fired, or you're in a position where Brennan is or whatever, why should they have clearance at all? Why do we need their clearance? Brennan has always been, pardon me, a scumbag, and that's the bottom line. He is not a patriot. None of the people that they're looking at possibly pulling, like Strzok. Why would Peter Strzok deserve to have clearance? Why? He's not part of our nation. He doesn't support our nation. And based on everything that they've done, they let a person who broke the law, who scrubbed their computers with soap, as she said, or Clorox. I mean, let me tell you right now, these people are all bad people, and they all deserve to pay the price.
It is always good hearing from you. If folks want to know more about what you're up to at the MultiCare Group, where can they find you?
Well, you're going to hear a lot about us on Kevin, because we're going to be marketing big time. They can call me at 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. We are going to be talking. There's going to be a lot of association plans. We're working on a lot of things between now and next Tuesday. We hope to have everything straightened out. The Las Vegas Chamber already rolled out their announcement. They don't have a plan yet, but they're going to have one. The Henderson, Latin, and Boulder City Chambers have one plan. If you join one of the chambers, you get all three. That's going to be a big deal. There's two-year rate caps. I'm working on something right now for the Real Estate Association. A lot of exciting things rolling into the – before my surgery, I got to get a lot done.
And you're going to be hearing a lot about it right here on this program.
Oh, without question.
I love it.
And if anybody's smart and you really want to make headway, call Kevin. Or call Andrew Paul. This place is the best place to market yourself throughout the whole state of Nevada.
Thank you, sir. You're so kind. You have a great weekend. We
you
will
too.
Talk, man.
See you next week up in at the Basque.
At the Basque Fry. Oh, I can't wait. Yeah, Pat Casal will be there, too. I'll be there. He'll be there. It's going to be a party. It really honestly is. More to come as we continue. Don't forget, I've still got tickets to give away. I'll do it later in this hour. a pair of tickets to give away to the Basque Fry. You want to be there with us? It's going to be so much fun. My name is Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
Have you always dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with solid computer skills and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be a part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie McKay right now at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
My name is Eddie Marks, President and CEO of Western Costume Company, and I'm a client of City National Bank. And I was referred by my friend Bill Haber.
My name is Bill Haber, and I produce theater, television, and movies. I don't know how anybody builds any business without a really proper banking relationship. With City National Bank, we were able to save a 102-year-old company and build it to the largest theatrical costume company in the world.
Western Costume is a one-stop shop. We've got the finest craft people in the industry working at Western Costume Company. With the referral from Bill, we were able to buy costume companies that have really helped us grow our business, and that wouldn't have been possible without City National.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Attention cat owners, the hottest product on the market for cats is Meowawana. You heard me, Meowawana. Relax, folks. Meowawana is 100% organic catnip. It's safe, all natural, USA manufactured, and designed to stimulate healthy activity for your cat. Choose from Meowie Wowie, Calico Kush, Purple Passion, and an entire line of toys, accessories, and apparel. Order now, get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. Go to meowawana.com. That's meowawana.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We're going to give you a chance to react to what you have just heard. And by the way, at 3 o'clock on News 3, you'll see some interview clips from me. I'm dressed for Casual Friday, So I apologize for not doing a coat and tie thing. But I just I'm more into my Tommy Bahama kind of look. Yeah. But that'll be on News 3 with Jeff Gillen and George, his trusty photog. By the way, coming up in just a few minutes, I'm going to give away more tickets to the Basque Fry. I can't. They're just white hot in my hand, and so I'm going to do that. Now, one of the things we're going to do in our final half hour, it's our wall to wall free for all. You know how that works. You can talk about anything that matters to you, but I do want to find out what you think of a Republican governor refusing to endorse a Republican candidate for governor. Jeff Gillen and I were trying to think if we knew of any of these races across the country where a Republican governor refused to endorse a Republican candidate for office. And I'm not sure if there have been major issues. I will say this. I've talked with a bunch of the constitutional officers. In fact, I think now all of them, and maybe with the exception of Barb Zagafsky. And this governor never, ever, I mean, you ask people in the administration, well, how often have you met with the governor? Like once a month or once a week? You have a luncheon or something? No, we never meet with the governor. The governor doesn't want our input. The governor doesn't really care. Well, now we're finding out he doesn't even care about his own party. Normally, a sitting governor is the titular head of his party in the state. That is not the case. And I can't wait. Hopefully early next week we can get to Michael McDonald. Michael, if you're there, call me. I'd love to hear what you think about a Republican governor not supporting a Republican candidate for governor. It just doesn't make any sense. I'm going to give away another pair of tickets over this bottom of the hour break. If you're caller number two right now at 844-2-NEVADA, that's 844-263-8232, and caller number two will be our winner. A pair of tickets. You got to have the names of both yourself and the person you're going to be bringing, okay? So make sure you've got that. Caller number two at 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. And caller number two will be our winner. And again, this is a week from tomorrow, the Corley Ranch in Gardnerville. So you got to be able to get to Northern Nevada. But two tickets, and it's gonna be a fun event. It's gonna be a fun event. Stick around. We got so much to do. We are sprinting to the finish line. It's our wall to wall free for all. We'll see what you think about a Republican governor not endorsing a Republican candidate for governor. And this isn't a crazed sort of guy. Adam Laxalt is just an everyday family man sort of guy. There's nothing radical about him, for crying out loud. Why would you not endorse Adam Laxalt? I don't understand it. Stick around, more to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. Good to have you with us. Let's get to your phone calls. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You get a chance to dictate where we take the program. It's very, very simple. All you got to do is pick up the phone and call me, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Let's go to JD. JD, you're up and you're on live and local now. What do you want to talk about, my friend?
Two quick points, Kevin. I called the governor's office this morning and basically left a message where I called them every name in the book that I could do in a civil tone without cussing. And then I gave his secretary some advice to run as a Democrat, to change his party to be a Democrat, because that's what he is. And thank you very much, you know. But maybe if enough of us call him up, he might feel a little sad.
Well, can I tell you something, J.D.? And I just told Jeff Gillen from News 3. And by the way, the show that it's going to make is the 3 o'clock show. So be watching the 3 o'clock news on News 3, and you'll see my comments. But what I told him simply was, why is anybody surprised? This guy gave us the largest tax increase in the history of our state. He embraced Obamacare. He's one of the first governors to do so. He embraced the increase in Medicaid, which is going to cost us in the billions over the years. It's just incredible. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I think his future in politics is dead. D-E-A-D, dead. Nah, he is. He'll get some cushy job because that's the way these guys work. Boy, I tell you what, talk about a swamp. This guy is so swampy. Oh, he'll end up with a very cushy job, paying him probably $300,000-$400,000 at UNLV or one of the other colleges. And he'll just go about his life. He's got a new bride. Congratulations. But I will tell you this politically, the guy is DEAD dead. This guy couldn't be elected dog catcher. You know what's really weird? This is a betrayal. It's a betrayal of, you know, all those Republicans that put yard signs in and donated money to what they thought was a conservative Republican candidate for governor. And now we're finding out that he is a wolf in sheep's clothing. Shame on you, Governor Sandoval. Shame on you. This is betrayal. You know, you want to talk about Omarosa and the betrayal of the Trumps. This is a similar betrayal. To all of you who worked hard, and I know a lot of you that probably volunteered to elect Brian Sandoval governor. This is a betrayal of all of you. This is essentially thumbing his nose at all of you. And you know what? He's probably laughing about it. I'm just guessing. He is probably. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Rico. Rico, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. I'm just calling because it seems that nobody on the MSM, the mainstream media, is talking about the possible impending false flag for the October surprise. Since they're losing so bad, they're going to try to do anything possible to turn the tide, even attack their own people and blame it on everyone else but themselves. And I don't hear anybody talking about that. Everybody's silent.
Okay, name names. Who are we talking about here?
Almost everybody on the radio, on TV, in the internet. You don't see any clippings on the internet talking about this. There are very few people that are talking about this. You might be one of the few with Alex Jones and maybe Michael Savage, but nobody else is talking about this. They're just throwing it under the bus. And people need to be ready and prepared for what's going to happen, if it does happen, because we don't know where this might lead to.
What,
and we don't know what the left liberal might do. Okay.
What is it? You've referred to it. What are you referring to as it? An October surprise. What kind of surprise are you talking about?
It could be anything. It could be something as small as a simple stabbing, shooting, to a bombing, to maybe a car running through people, anything, some type of...
Okay, so a terrorist, some sort of terrorist.
Wing. Yeah, yes, wow. Exactly. Some sort of terrorist attack on the left, so people can gain sympathy for the left and hopefully turn the tide.
Well, I mean, we've already got that. I mean, we've got... the president has a race problem. He has a race with black people. You know, he has a problem. I mean, we already have that, don't we? Cassius, it's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I'd like to address the Catholic Church in terms of the current news concerning priests, large amounts of priests that are allegedly had molested choir boys. And over the last, I think, 65, 70 years, it's a huge amount. And what I think is missing in the discussion is this is not so much a problem that is inherent within the Catholic Church or any other organization that has homosexual pedophiles that go to the organization because that's where the boys are. It no more condemns the Boy Scouts of America organization in terms of being somehow, in terms of their so-called maltreatment of at times of Boy Scouts. It doesn't make the Boy Scouts some type of evil organization or satanic.
But how are we, Cassius? How are we supposed to know about this? There hasn't been any front page New York Times expose or the New Yorker or you know, any Harvey Weinstein. There's been nothing like that relative to the Boy Scouts that I know of.
No. And you're right. There hasn't been a large scale expose or.
And by the way, if I'm not mistaken, you tell me if I'm wrong. This doesn't happen with Lutherans. It doesn't happen with Baptists. It doesn't happen with Pentecostals.
Oh, yes, it does.
It does?
Of course. It just you don't hear about it because there's been attacks on the Catholic Church for the last 50 years because they have very, very conservative views vis-a-vis homosexuality, vis-a-vis lots of other things that the left, the new left, does not like. So, yes, there are Lutheran organizations, youth organizations, and church organizations, all sorts of Protestant churches that have had problems, not maybe to this scale, because the Catholic Church is so large. There are Jewish organizations, youth organizations, and synagogue organizations that have had these allegations and proven cases of molestation. So, no, it's not just a Catholic problem. And, again, I need to really make this a point. It is not a fault of the Catholic Church or their dogma or their history or their religion. It is a problem of homosexual pedophiles that train in seminaries for the sole purpose of getting close to the Catholic Church and being have great access to young boys. That's what.
But
it
would
is.
You? But would you not agree? I mean, and by the way, I'm a practicing Catholic.
I know you are.
You know, the Catholic Church protected these people, and in fact, protect this latest group of 300 in Pennsylvania. One that was shipped out here to Nevada.
Well, Kevin, you make a very salient point, and I can't defend that. If the hierarchy of the Catholic Church, no matter how high it goes up, spends time concealing this or moving these guys around or trying to suppress it, the only thing I can think of is that it becomes so disastrously damaging to the Catholic Church when these things are publicized. That's probably their main motivation. I don't think they're motivated by, well, let's get more people, let's get more young kids molested, and let's just try to make this a problem that it was inside the church. I think you make a good point. I have no defense for the Catholic Church defending.
And that's and that's why yes, I pin much of the responsibility on the priests involved, but I also believe that the Catholic Church hierarchy. Now we're finding out the Cardinal McCarran, who has been essentially defrocked, if you will. Mm-hmm. You know, all of a sudden is out. I mean, he's done. He's done. He can't say mass. He can't do anything. So,
well, I think the Catholic Church needs to do a much better job of policing their own. And I don't know how much. I don't know the statistics concerning the Catholic Church in as much as how much they have held back, concealed, transferred around, or how much they've exposed and defrocked. So I don't know. I can't answer that question. But you do make a good point. My next point, very quickly, is. There are now 71 different definitions for sexual orientation, even though there are only two biological sexes. We have 71 designations. And anybody that participates in these designations, either by kowtowing to those that try to push it in schools or agreeing with calling a person that is biologically a man a she and calling that person by a female name, they are participating in a psychotic delusion. And I urge all people, especially in the school district, not to put up with this and to fight it.
I'm glad you called, and I thank you. That frees up a line. You've been trying to get through. Now's your chance. 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now.
The largest conservative grassroots gathering in the American West is fast approaching. The 4th Annual Basque Fry, featuring Attorney General Adam Laxalt, takes place on Saturday, August 25th in Gardnerville. Affordable and fun for the entire family. Come meet our special guests, President Donald Trump's campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, along with Congressman Devin Nunes and Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi. Get your tickets today at morningofnevadapac.org. Paid for by the Morning in Nevada PAC.
Do you own or operate a business? Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, how does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed. But with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%. And it'll keep your air at a consistent desired temperature. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's M-E-O-W-I-J-U-A-N-A.com. Meowawana.com.
Have you ever dreamed of floating in a hot air balloon, like a cloud high in the sky, drifting peacefully with the breeze? That dream has become a reality thanks to Love Is in the Air Ballooning. Locally owned and operated, Love Is in the Air Ballooning features Nevada's only easy access, wheelchair accessible hot air balloon. That means that wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, and others who are mobility challenged can experience the freedom of flight. Hi, this is Vicki Smith, the owner of Love Is in the Air Ballooning. We provide private or shared flights for up to 6 people. We love special occasion flights for engagements and weddings, and we can even perform the ceremony in mid-flight. Call 702-726-0400 for more information or to make a reservation. That's 702-726-0400. Or check us out at loveisintheairballooning.com. Love Is in the Air Ballooning, where memories and magic happens.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. I got a full board of callers. Want to talk about Governor Sandoval. Let's go to Gail. Gail, you're up. What do you think of what the governor did today?
Well, I think it's outrageous. We all know that he's been a pretend Republican, closely allied to Hispanics in government. And if, since there aren't any Hispanics running for governor, he feels, why should he endorse any of them? So he's not endorsing any because there aren't any Hispanics whom he could endorse. So he's just staying away from endorsing anyone since there are no Hispanics. And as for the, so he is a shameful, a faker. And as for the other thing about gender, if a boy feels like going into the girl's bathroom, he can. That decision is outrageous.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you what, they're changing the way all of us have to think. And, you know, it used to be that school board elections were kind of ho-hum affairs. But I think we are seeing evidence now that those votes do matter. I don't care how many parents, Power to Parent, or the Nevada Family Alliance, could get to some of these meetings and testimony being taken. I think we could have put a gazillion people in these meeting rooms, and I don't think it would have mattered. The four who were going to vote for these regulations, misguided though they may be, we're going to vote for it. And it didn't matter what you said or I said. It did not matter. But I will say this. What we have now is a government that is overreaching, where it is literally compelling your kids and you to speak in a different way than you feel. And that's wrong. You know, the pronoun thing. What is happening now, the government is telling you how to live your life. And what we want, correct me if I'm wrong, we want to get the government out of our life. That's what we're talking about now. Let's go to Victoria. Victoria, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon, Kevin. I wanted to speak on the transgender issue because I have not heard anyone make reference to the fact is that those people, they don't know who they are because they're like clones. They're not produced the way the Almighty says we are to be produced, with a man and a woman in a loving relationship. Even a woman that is raped is coming together with another physical person, but these people that are with the test tubes and the sperm insemination and all this, that's the problem. So they have to make these laws to protect these people.
Well, now, let me ask you, though. There is a perception out there that we do need to protect these people. Where does it say we need to protect these people if all of us are equal under the law? Equal.
See, that's the fallacy. That's exact. They've actually gone against the Creator, said, no, we can do it better. And we make these laws, and it's like the same whole thing, what you can't even spank your children type thing. You know, you follow what the Scripture is, how it's written in the Scriptures, and you hold to that, and you suffer what may, because you need to fear your Creator more so than any man.
That's where so much of this, you know, our freedoms come from God. They don't come from man. They don't come from government. Freedom essentially comes from God and our Creator. So your point is well taken, though. I like that. Daryl, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about today?
Well, I just want to make your comment about what's going on with the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
I'm religious myself. I'm not of the Catholic faith, and my oldest son is gay, and I've kind of seen the trouble that he's gone through trying to rectify or reconcile his personal feelings with what our doctrine is. And the Catholic Church for quite a while has had an avenue for people that are gay to just become priests because they're giving their life to the Lord, apparently. And that's one of the things that kind of is coming back to him in a way. I mean, I totally understand it. I mean, if a woman has feelings for somebody else, other, you know, the same sex, and they want to be a nun and not deal with the social pressures from it, I get that. And while that's what was going on, and But I don't agree with the church trying to cover it up or that stuff right there. They should have communicated to these people. Or
can I tell you, Daryl, that's not just wrong. It's criminally wrong. Protecting pedophile priests is illegal. I mean, it's criminal. It's a criminal activity.
Yeah, I agree.
And it makes in some cases the Catholic Church an unindicted co-conspirator, whatever you want to call them. But if they're protecting these people, and I understand you need due process. I get that part. And in Pennsylvania, I happen to be doing a show in Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia, this past Sunday. And we were talking a lot about that particular issue. The fact is that those 300 people deserve to have their day in court. And if they're found guilty, you should lock them up and throw away the key. I got no problem with that. But they do deserve due process, do they not?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I think as soon as the church was of anything, they should have not stood behind or tried to cover it up. They should have excommunicated these people and just said, you know, you're no longer associated with our church. I mean, if it's Christ's church, it's stained on his face, you know, and that's not good.
Yeah, well, and I'll tell you this. The Catholic Church is still having a dickens of a time getting young men, young boys, to choose what they call a vocation. You know, going into the priesthood, a woman becoming a nun. In fact, I've talked to a lot of. In fact, I have an aunt who's a nun, lives in St. Louis, and she tells me that you know a lot of the orders are that they have nobody coming through the pipeline. They have a bunch of 80-year-old nuns, but not a lot of 20-year-old nuns. And that's and it's not good. This is not going to make it any easier. Go to Pete. Pete's a first-time caller. I always love first-time callers. Pete, I got about 40 seconds. What's on your mind?
Now, was it Pete or is it Steve? That's me.
Or Steve, either way.
Okay, here, the last guy that was trying to defend the priest and stuff. Kevin, it is unnatural for a man to go without sex his entire life, and that's the problem. These guys can't do it. They cannot physically stop looking at women or boys or whatever. It's unnatural.
Should they allow priests to marry then? Is that
yes?
And that may end up being the simple solution. We're not going to solve it today. To those of you I didn't get on, I'm sorry. But we'll I promise we'll get you on next week. Yeah. I hope you have a great weekend. I've got a big weekend planned. Really excited. Till we join you Monday. By the way, we'll have more fallout from Governor Sandoval and his decision not to endorse fellow Republican Adam Laxalt. This is incredible. More on that coming up Monday. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your weekend live and local now. Look inside
businesses all across the state of Nevada are increasing sales and profits advertising on Live and Local Now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Listen to Rico Aller, the owner of Dry Supply in Carson City.
This is completely unsolicited. I want your listeners to know that. We have advertised with you on this station, and it's been enormously successful for us. And you yourself have done the actual advertisements for us, and that has been, I think, huge. You guys have done a wonderful job for us, and I would recommend anyone listening, if you're in business, this is a great place to advertise, and we're going to continue to do it as long as I'm in Carson City.
Thanks, Rico. Let's keep the good times rolling. Our marketing consultants are standing by right now. Let them design a program best suited for your business at a price that will put a smile on your face and more money in your pocket. If you'd like Live and Local Now to help improve your bottom line, contact Director of Sales Andrew Paul at andrew@battlebornradio.com. That's andrew@battlebornradio.com.